And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Yeah, I've been high and low. I've been sober. I've been fighting. Searching for my love in all the wrong places. Word up.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 822, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and AI songs have gone too far because I was convinced 100% that this is a fake Jim and Them song I hadn't heard.
Sounds like AI.
Because I was like, oh, this is like, wait, where's the part about us and Bupak, or what is it like? I'm not saying that that makes this song bad. I'm saying that it makes the real songs about us, or the AI songs about us, convincing, because I was, positive. Yeah. I don't know if you saw me, but I was like very pensive.
Waiting for the boop.
Yeah, waiting for Jim.
No, this is the new Falling in Reverse featuring Jelly Roll.
I was wondering, I'm like, what is this? This is like the worst song I've ever heard.
Well, I love it. I think it's great.
There was that little, that was that part.
It sounds exactly like our song.
It does. I think maybe that's why I like it. You. But I love it. I love the country core of it all.
There was a part with a little bit of riffage that I can, I guess that makes sense.
Well,
but no, I was like, what is
forever?
This?
You're like, that's Ronnie
Radke. Well, there's like,
but in the music video, they're hoedown to the fucking breakdown.
I don't. That song is kind of like a goof song, but I don't think it's like a bad goof song.
I think it's a nostalgic song to
sure,
me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an older song.
It feels like early 2000s. It feels like a song that would have been on the radio all the time in the early 2000s. But yeah, I was just waiting for it to find out what the theme of this new AI song was, because Jim was willing to bring in the episode with it. And that's how good AI music has been.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm all about country. AI brought me into country.
Yeah, it made you a country boy?
Yeah. Well, that type of country.
Oh, yeah. Fuck ass country.
Yeah. It's like butt country, basically.
Butt rock? You love some butt country?
I like butt some rock. Butt country.
Hey, if you want to hear a Space Jam 5-minute set, you need to go no further than my friend, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Wagwan, Mike. Wagwan, Jim. Wagwan, chat. Oh, my God. It's Juneteenth. Woo! Some people say Juneteenth was 3 days ago, but I'm celebrating with the culture. We're doing it now. Later. Girl culture, we're celebrating all week like it's my birthday. Woohoo! Juneteenth. A lot of people are saying, Wagwan Juneteenth. You don't know Juneteenth? I'm woke now, by the way. I grab him by the shirt. I'm like, you don't know Juneteenth, you MAGA chud? Let me tell you. Juneteenth is in 1996. when Swackhammer and the Monstars tried to imprison Michael Jordan, he got together with a little group called the Looney Tunes, and he won. So that's what Juneteenth means to me.
Did you do this in the black room?
No, I'm going to.
Did you do it in the black room?
Yeah.
How was it?
Good.
But what did you go with? Like, what did they like?
Chinese jokes.
They were into that.
Yeah.
All right. How long was your set?
5 minutes.
Wow. And yeah, you did good.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Black room loves me. They thought I was making monkey noises when I do ooh wah ah. They don't know.
They don't know Disturb.
Yeah, I had to show them.
Okay,
it wasn't monkey noises.
Did they love it once you described it?
Wait, how did you show them monkey noises?
Were they surrounding you and you had to quickly pull it up on your phone?
Kind of. It was all good nature, but they're like, "What was that all ooh 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 shit?" I'm like, "It's like a song.
It's like a song that a lot of people know.
No black guys don't know it." I'm like, "It was in every trailer. You probably saw."
The only
black
guy that knows it is the guy from Seven Dust.
Yeah.
The only black guy that knows it is the YouTuber guy that listens to all the rock songs for the first time and reacts.
Yeah, oh, that one of the best is when they hear Phil Collins, doot, they're like, woo!
Yeah. The only half black guy that knows about it is Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. I am a fucking country boy these days. Big Jelly Roll fan.
Well, we liked Jelly Roll when he was just white trash rap.
Yeah, we liked when he was at the Gathering.
He was falling reverse.
I like when he was at the Gathering back in the old days.
They could both be at the Gathering.
I love
the Jelly Roll's like legit huge now.
Yeah, Jelly Roll won Grammys.
He's too good for the...
I think he's too good for the Gathering.
You think Falling in Reverse is too good for the Gathering?
I saw him live at Skankfest.
Ooh, yeah. Falling in Reverse?
Jelly Roll.
Oh, Jelly Roll? Yeah. Oh, weird. I think he's too big for Skankfest.
Well, not last year.
If he showed up at Skankfest.
He did Dracula with Shane Gillis.
If he's showing up at Skankfest, then he's showing up at the Gathering.
Yeah.
And if he's showing up at the Gathering, he's showing up with Falling in Reverse, and they're playing that song.
I guess I just assume he blew up because he blew up doing... Didn't he do the Fast Car cover?
No, that's not him.
That's a different fat white guy, country guy.
Yeah, he did that. He had some country song that was the one a Grammy or something on there.
He blew up a little bit then, right?
No, I mean, won a Grammy. Yeah, he blew up huge.
Oh, Luke Combs, you're right. Yeah, Luke Combs is the fat guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought that was, but have you ever seen Jelly Roll and Luke Combs in the same place? I don't think so.
It's like Batman and the Flash. They're the same guy.
That's true. I haven't thought
about
it.
Yeah, it is weird that he was up for best. Jelly Roll was up for best new artist, but I feel like
he's 45.
That's
how the Grammys do it. Basically, if you've never been nominated for something,
oh, that you're best,
then
new
you
artist,
can be
okay.
You can be a new artist.
Because I mean, we definitely heard of him at the Gathering infomercials like over a decade.
We definitely
ago.
Watched him like 10 years ago, like punch a guy in the crowd. Like the it was like Jelly Roll gets in a fight. It was like how I know Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Jelly Roll rules.
Yeah. I love his song that sounds like a computer man.
It is weird that I feel like maybe it's just people I grew up with, but more people that I've grown up with, when I see that, like, more, I guess more people from back home or something that I don't always interact with, but I see with them on, like, Facebook or something, I feel like they're all into country music.
Well, it is becoming...
Is that an epidemic that just happens as you get older? Or
that's
is,
culture war stuff. There's nothing left for you in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
So now you're like, always...
Don't try that in a small town.
Well, because also country is doing old like rap rock a little bit.
They're doing a lot of rap rock. Have but you also heard? They're so far, like they were so far in their corner, like they wanted to be out, like away from everyone. And now it seems like they want people to like them, so they're finding people to like them.
Have you heard? There's like a tipsy country song where it's like everybody in the club getting tipsy. You would love it, dude. They're doing
well. I mean,
tipsy.
I'm not surprised because I mean, we always bring up country donk, a country bonk, badonka donk, country girl, badonka donk, something or other, whatever.
What?
Or the Miley Cyrus boot and scoot song or whatever.
The hoedown throwdown.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. No, but there was a badonka donk country song from like over 10 years ago.
Yeah. That honky tonk.
Honky tonk badonka donk. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah,
but what did you say? What was the one you were saying, Jeff?
Oh, there's a tipsy country. If you
like
do
a skibbity toilet country,
skibbity country. I mean, yeah,
country tipsy song.
Yeah, there's that probably work. I don't know if it's Bridges.
Oh, Shabuzi.
It's Bar Song. No, Shabuzi.
Oh, we love Shabuzi. Did we already hear this one?
Yeah, we already heard this.
Yeah, my bad.
It was our boy Shabuzi.
Yeah, we love Shabuzi.
Because I heard this in a bar, and like I was like, wait a minute. Because there's also Let the Whiskey Talk, which everyone loves Let the Whiskey Talk.
Is that also Shabuzi?
No, it's just a good country song. But like,
okay, yeah, we already heard the Shabuzi. Yeah.
Everybody in the Bourbon, Shabuzi.
Well, it's funny because I heard that Falling in Reverse song this week, and I liked it. But the only thing I knew about them was when we talked about them on the show like a decade ago.
Yeah.
And I thought he was a rapist or something.
Ronnie Radke's a big scumbag.
No, he killed a high schooler in a fight.
Well, yeah, he went to jail for assault. But I remember the only takeaway I took from when we talked about him, because I knew he's from Vegas, but that he was a rapist. But apparently he sued that girl that said he was a rapist, and he won.
I've never heard he's a rapist.
I mean, it was headlines, but this is in like 2015.
Well,
that's
it's different
all
for us because we live in Vegas. I have been hearing, like, before he was in, like, any of the bands that got famous, like, when I was in bands and stuff, I was always hearing, like, dirtbag stuff about Ronnie Radke. Mm,
rock and
like,
roll shit.
And again, this is, like, back before he's famous, so it's not like... Like Panic at the Disco getting popular, and so people talk shit about them or something.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I'm going to shows and I'm playing at shows. Like, I'm sure Garmo heard the same shit. Like,
but also, he could have just been a young man sowing his oats.
Mm. I mean, sowing his
everyone
oats is
grows up
like 13-year-olds.
Yeah, but how? But you didn't you listen to Newfound Glory? What about that guy?
Yeah, he went to prison and they kicked him out of the band.
I'm just saying, everyone's just sowing their oats.
Everybody
he's probably
just sowing their isn't oats.
He dating, isn't he still with Paige? For some reason, I thought he beat Paige up, but he beat up some other girls supposedly.
Yeah,
who he also sued and won.
He's
I think
just, he's
for
just
saying a, that she beat him up, but he didn't. Beat her up.
He's just a big dirtbag.
Nah, he's winning these lawsuits. He's beating them with facts and
he's
logic.
He's huge on Twitch.
Is he big on Twitch?
Yeah, he got his big comeback on Twitch.
But then I heard that song and I was like, oh, they had another song with Tech N9ne and it's exactly what you would expect.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of like, yeah. And then at one point, although I'll give it to him, his music videos are cool.
That's what he blew up because he puts a lot of money into his music videos. Because
at one point
streamer.
He flies into hell and he's fighting a demon with laser eyes and shit.
Wait, Tech N9ne or Ronnie Radke?
Ronnie Radke. Oh, okay. Hey, let me pull it up with Tech N9ne.
Wait, is he? It's Falling in Reverse. Which is the one that you sent me, the A-Cab song? Is that Motionless and White?
No, that's Motionless and White with Knocked Loose.
Yeah.
That one's fine.
That song rules.
But, my best Ronnie Radke story is I went to Escape the Fate show with Kyle, and he was crowd walking, and Kyle took his shoe and threw it, and then he tried to fight the crowd for like 5 minutes.
Get his shoe back?
Yeah, he never got his shoe back. It's a very funny move to steal someone's shoe. This sounds good. Where's Tech N9ne?
He comes in.
Yeah, this sounds fine. It just sounds like deathcore.
Well, but that's the problem with Falling in Reverse is that, like, they've got four songs like this, and then they've got four songs that sound like a completely different
band.
I'm
into this.
But doesn't that just mean they're eclectic, Mike?
Yeah,
kind of, but, like, that's sort of what a lot of these metalcore bands do is they have, like, again, I've always thought of them as like the goof songs that metalcore bands have, is they always have one or two goof songs where they like, where it's like, these are the songs we're hiding on the album, but we're going to release all the super hard singles, I guess. I'm not like even dumping on them. I'm just saying I'm an album guy and it sucks when you can't listen to an entire album.
They're just singing the whole album.
Because it's just got a bunch of weird songs.
They got Quan Chi. This is a good video.
I was going to say, this video rocks.
Yeah. And that's... I watched an hour-long video about the rise of Ronnie Radke, and it is basically this. He puts $1 million into his videos, and then his videos get him a billion views. So he's back, and his whole body is black. How do you feel about blackout tattoos, Mike?
I think they suck.
It is quite a choice.
I fucking hate it. Well, here's the thing, though. It's proof of what I've always been saying, is that young people get dumb fucking tattoos.
And is it just covering them up,
basically?
Yeah,
rather than getting them lasered, you just black yourself out. And that's what he did. He got a... when he was young, I'd like see him at like house parties or like backyard shows all the time. And he was covered in retarded shit back then, too.
I guess I should, as an old head, I should just be happy that this is mainstream music. It's like, oh, this is what my kid's listening to on Fortnite. Where's Tech Nine to go?
Yeah, no, Tech Nine's coming in.
Tech Nine's the werewolf, right? Oh, okay.
He really found his niche.
White racist.
Is he talking Paddock?
He said Mandalay Bay.
Why do they do this? Why do they do this to us?
I just like when he goes to hell and fights a demon.
No, I loved the whole song. I loved the whole song until the black guy ruined it.
Yeah, he gets pulled down to hell. This rocks.
Yeah, this is a good breakdown. Okay, mainstream appeal. Mainstream gutturals. This video is great.
This is a fucking fantastic video.
Why does this look better than every movie? This looks better than Justice League.
Well, it's great because I listen to a lot of power metal bands, and they want their videos to look like this, but none of them are popular enough to have the money.
Yeah.
These guys have the money to make what power metal bands wish their videos looked like.
I never thought I'd leave this show respecting Ronnie Red.
Yeah, it's hard, again, as a local guy that, like, ran into him, and he's kind of shitty. Like, I remember there was it was like a week before Halloween, but it was like a Halloween party. And there's a scene kid at school that I dressed up as.
If you're going to say something about Ronnie Raggy, be careful because he sues motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. Maybe I shouldn't tell the story. Because
it better not be hearsay. It better be all facts.
It paints him in a very, very bad light. So never mind.
Because there's some cringe music critic guy. Who's he feuding with right now? Cause that's I saw is that it, too. Fantano,
Anthony Fantano, of course. Yeah, the only cringe music guy to exist.
Is it real? Was that really the guy you thought of when I was bringing it
Anthony
up?
Fantano is like a legendary for cringe takes. He'll give like Taylor Swift a 10, and then it'll be like the new Turnstile is problematic because it was in a Taco Bell commercial. You see that Turnstile Taco Bell commercial, everybody?
Uh-uh. Because there was like I saw part of a clip of a video where he was just kind of.
From what I took away from the hour-long Ronnie Radke doc is the thing people shit on him for is maybe his strength is anytime someone's like, you suck, he like jumps over the table and is about to fight them.
Okay.
So like that kind of rules.
That is,
he'll fight anyone.
Dude, okay.
Is that your story?
You can guess a whole lot of my story.
You'll be fine. You could tell the story.
Okay, so like I was at a Halloween party, and I was dressed up as a kid at my school who was like notoriously the most seen kid.
Yeah.
And so the goof was that me and him both dressed up like each other for Halloween because I looked like this like colored hair punk rock kid. Wearing like fucking a real big fish like ringer tee,
and he was wearing emos.
He was wearing like an AFI throwback shirt.
Oh, you
like,
think you're me
with
faggot?
The scene bangs and the guy liner and shit. So we dressed up like each other for Halloween.
So it's like a beta fish in a mirror.
it was a fun idea because we were like we didn't have any weren't annoyed by each other or anything. I just hit him up and I'm like, hey, this could be funny, right? Because I was friends with one of his ex girlfriends. And I was like, she still has some of your shirts. If I dressed up like you, you wouldn't be like mad. And he's like, dude, that's a great idea. Can I dress up like you? And I'm like, yes. So we showed up at the Halloween party and he knew, he was a super huge scene kid. So he was like kind of in the same circles that Radke would roll in. And when I showed up, a bunch of people were fucking pissed because they thought I was like making, because the guy's name was Steve. They thought I was making fun of Steve by showing up dressed like him. And I was friends with his ex-girlfriend, but it's like high school. So it's one of those like 2-week ex-girlfriends, like it doesn't matter kind of thing. So like he showed up to the fucking party dressed up like Steve with his ex-girlfriend. He's fucking what the fuck is he going on? But Steve hadn't shown up dressed up like me.
And then
me
Ronnie
yet.
Radke sprayed you with laser eyes.
Well, so he dragged me down to hell and fucking shot me with his laser eyes. But like without going into too much detail so we don't get sued, essentially he like wrangled together a crew that kind of cornered me to like
that's awesome.
Fucking stop me.
Yeah, and he got the Peaky Blinders to pull up on
him. Well, and like all he was waiting for was for Steve to show up so that he could be a part of it. And then Steve showed up dressed like me and he's like, "Wait, I don't fucking understand." And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're doing this thing." And he's like, "Oh, well, you're fucking lucky because we're about to fucking stop him." Yeah,
that's
gonna,
awesome.
He's gonna whoop it. He's gonna
that's
whoop
not
your
awesome.
Ass.
And, yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to be mad at Andre the Giant having a posse. I'm supposed to be mad at Andre the Giant having a posse. He should have a posse.
He assumed that me in a great Halloween costume was somehow a slight.
Yeah. Well. Oh, but
and then but he was how, the thing was, he was notorious for that. Every fucking house party he was at, he'd get into 100 fights, and all of them were avoidable and unjustified.
Yeah. Sounds like sowing your oats, though.
He got in a fight once with a guy who literally, the guy was like, "Yeah, I've got sick abs." He's like, "I've got better fucking abs than that guy." And he made him get in like an abs contest.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is not cool.
You don't know what a cool guy is.
There's nothing cool about
that. It sounds like you don't understand the situation.
So again,
shut down people trying to talk about their experiences having been sexually assaulted. And he doesn't do the same thing that maybe some other artists do when they're hit with similar allegations.
This is funny.
They might make a statement. They might apologize. They might disappear into the shadows, never to be heard from again because they're cowardly pieces of shit. But no, not Ronald. Ronald doubles down and sues. On top of this, he's had domestic violence charges, too, against him, which were ultimately
Anthony
dismissed.
Fontano.
True,
Anthony
but
Fontano
the fact
sucks
that all
a fat
this,
cock.
Behavior
that's
is piling
a choose between
up here
Ronnie Radke and Anthony Fontano.
Sussy wussy.
My worst
sussy
nightmare.
Sussy wussy, bro. Sussy wussy.
Sussy
this
wussy.
Man, this man just said that I sexually assaulted someone, pretty much. He's implying that I did it. He's implying I did it because he's saying that I doubled down on literally getting accused of something that never happened. Let's sit down for a second, buddy. I want to tell you something. 1 hour after I was accused, I had to go to the police station and whip out my wiener, which was extremely little shriveled up and white because there was no blood in it because I was petrified and
humiliated. Cool guy, right?
They took a little
this
swab.
Is,
they swabbed my penis.
I do.
And they swabbed it.
Wouldn't you love if you were at a house party
machine.
And this
you
guy
know
came up and
read?
Fought you?
It read my DNA.
You got to let it go,
then
Mike.
They did
he's
that to
turned
her
over
vagina.
A new leaf.
And then it all came back. And you know what the results were?
Like, I get if you hear stuff and hate him. Not everybody has a reason to hate him, but it's kind of like, I just think I don't hate him.
I hated him out of jealousy.
I don't even hate him. I don't think he's like, I don't have any ill will. It's just, I have stories of him being kind of a shitty dick when we were growing up. And now it's just like, you see him do stuff like that. Music video was dope. If that's all him, fucking bravo. I can't even hate on that, bro. It's just like, he's just kind of like, watch this video, and it's pretty easy to tell he kind of sucks.
Well, no, not really, because in this video, to me, someone is shitting on him.
That's fine.
And all he's doing is responding to it, and he's also saying, and I responded to, I was accused, like...
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the... I had to go to the police office, and I had to pull out my little shriveled wiener, because there was no... Like, that's what makes him suck.
No, that's just pure comedy. That's personality.
Yeah. That's a guy who thinks he has personality and is surrounded by people
that's
that tell him he has a personality.
That's an eganagity, but a personal. He's dropping some personality.
Nah. So again, I'm not shitting on him for the reasons that the public shits on him, because I am shitting on him for like the... He's like just a... like a lame, unfunny dude.
Well, let's see the clip. He has the tornado warning guy at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
One
what is this it? One?
Classic.
Hey, everybody. Let's do a tornado siren.
I love that this guy's still doing this.
He's calling it metalcore. Most metalcore singers isolated
hey
vocals.
Let's do a
okay. He's so he's rocking. Being a dickhead. he's being a dickhead for no reason.
Yeah, I have nothing personal against him. He just sucks. It's obvious that he sucks.
This stuff all rocks to me. He's rocking and rolling as far as I'm concerned.
You love the shriveled up little dick police officer?
Yeah, joke? Because he's going off on he's going off on someone that's like obsessed with him.
Yeah,
he's
again, saying, the intent of the story is fine. The actual content of the story. Yeah,
I don't really expect him to do it a different way, like calmly be like, well, excuse me, sir, when this
woman
did...
I'm not saying
he
should be calm. He thinks he's funny and that's not funny.
No, it's funny. Funny.
That's like...
It's funny.
No, that's not funny. That's not funny. That guy who thinks he's funny...
would you say it's
funny.
Ryan Reynolds funny then? Because I was going to say it's at the least baseline Ryan Reynolds.
Not at all.
Yeah, it is.
That's not fair to Ronnie.
You sound crazy.
Yeah, that's not fair to Ronnie Radke. You're going to bring him down to Ryan Reynolds.
I'm showing you how it looks.
I know a majority of this is a bit.
I'm showing you a mirror.
I was humoring it when it was clearly a bit, but now you're trying to be real, and that's crazy.
Mike can't look in the mirror.
Mike hasn't been able to look in the Ryan Reynolds mirror for about 20 years.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, Ryan Radke.
No,
Ronald Reynolds.
Stop putting Ronnie Radke down at Ryan Reynolds' level.
Ronnie saves lives.
Yeah, change your Twitter username to Ronnie saves lives.
Yeah,
Ronald, that's the fucking most absurd comparison.
Ron Peck. I love Ron Peck. I'm a Ronald build.
Nah, I mean, I just think, hey, he's doing the thing that you should do. The thing that's hard to do, honestly. It's very hard. If
metalcore country songs?
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
look what happens to so many people. Like, obviously, a lot of these people are guilty, and maybe even is guilty. But either way, like, say you're not guilty and rumors start coming out that you're a rapist.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, oh, no, I went to the police. I had them take my DNA. I cooperated. I did all this. And then they said it was all bullshit.
I've always had fight hat. It. If you know it's not real, fucking fight it.
Yeah. Although that other video is good, too, because Jelly Roll turns into a giant and starts stomping on the country.
Let's watch
it. Up.
On the country town.
I didn't like the song, but now that I know that Ronnie Radke's involved, let's go. I thought a computer generated the song, but
it really does sound like it. Like an AI song, kind of, but almost just in the way that an AI song can sound like a pop, just because it sounds poppy song.
I don't think this sounds like an AI song. I think the AI songs have gotten good enough to sound real enough that when I hear a real song, I'm not sure which it is.
I think Blair White's in the video.
Blair White?
That's the conservative trans. Is she on Legion of Skanks a lot?
I don't know. I've never seen her. Ooh. Yeah, I think you're thinking of Joe DeRosa. This is a lot of production.
I've been high and low, I've been sober, I've been fighting, searching for my love.
Yeah, this song sucks.
Nah, I love it.
Everclear, dude. This sounds exactly like Everclear.
But Everclear rocks.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Everclear rocks.
Oh, good. Mike loves this song. Vis-a-vis. They do have a DJ.
I love the DJ.
That's what it makes it sound early 2000s.
Yeah.
This guy can do every genre, huh? A lot of people say Chris Brown, the new Michael Jackson. What about Ronnie Radke?
Yeah, the new Jackson? Ronnie Jackson?
Well, you can tell it's falling in reverse because there's part that's coming up right here. They do it one time. That tells you.
Yeah, that's Newfound Glory.
That's them being like, okay, we've got a riff real quick.
Newfound Glory's been doing that for 20 years. Yeah, they don't have Jelly Roll.
Newfound Glory rocks. Newfound Glory featuring Jelly Roll? That would rock.
Absolutely, Ronnie Radke is currently better than Newfound Glory.
No, I don't know any new Newfound Glory.
Yeah, because you don't, but you do, Ronnie.
That's true. Yeah, point proven.
Because you don't, but you do. Red Dead, they're popularizing Red Dead again. Yeah.
Robin Banks doing slow motion, shooting guns, turning into giants.
You throw on mute, this video rocks. Really good mute video.
I do like they do the hoedown during the breakdown. They do the hoedown throwdown.
Is that a lady?
That's a trans woman?
Yeah, it's a trans woman.
The AI lady is a lady. Is a man?
Yeah, see, this part rolls.
Yeah, this just set your goals.
Yeah, I love me a breakdown. Breakdowns are the best. That's why I love Easy Core.
When does Jelly Roll sing?
he already sang, and now he's gonna turn into a big fucking giant. Well, also because it reminds me, every now and then we'll play some old song that when I was younger I hated, but I'll be like, they need to make this shit again. And then someone did, and I'm like, fuck yeah. I asked for it, give it to me.
Well, dude, shit, what was the fucking guy's kid who released the album? I always fucking forget what
the guy's
kid, and oh my god, the not Glassjaw.
Games We Play.
Yeah, did you listen to the new album yet?
I listened to it's super poppy, but almost to an annoying. But I haven't listened to the whole thing.
But
yet.
It's super like it wants to sound like the early 2000s. Really, really like it.
Yeah,
he is clearly.
Well, that's
making
why I love at least that main song they put out from Games We Play.
That's why I thought that you would like the new Games We Play album so much, because it's like it is totally going for that 2000 to 2004 sound, like hard.
I feel like that's the difference between like 25 and 30.
Yeah.
25, you're like, this sounds like fucking fucking gay.
Yeah.
You're like, this sounds like
fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
This sounds because you're just so starved for something that sounds like the thing.
Yeah, driving a train into a Kraken or some shit at the end.
These videos are fantastic.
You wait long enough and 18-year-olds are wearing JNCOs and listening to Deftones.
Everybody's, everybody's talking about OK Go's music videos, but I guess quietly in the background, Falling in Reverse has been the real one.
Well, everybody's talking about OK Go's music videos.
Everybody. Well, I guess now I get why people like Post Malone, I think, because it's like the same feeling.
I don't know. What is he?
Doesn't he just do like country rock now?
Was just like alt rock.
I don't know. He doesn't.
Well, either way, but I'm just saying it's not that it's this exact sound, but I'm just saying the feeling.
Yes, 100%.
I'm just saying the feeling they get, that's why they like
it. He kind of tries to take the same approach this did with the country rock is like evoking it. He tries to evoke like more of like the Pearl Jam. Like grunge era into his rock, but
I saw him doing like Nirvana covers and shit. What I meant is like he's hitting a nostalgia.
Yes,
he's like there's probably some young kids that just like it. It's a new sound.
They have no idea, but he's evoking that era for sure. Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Anyway, since we're talking about music, Mike, have you been watching The Acolyte?
I have, yes. I haven't seen the newest episode because I was at Disneyland.
Well, the main girl in The Acolyte dropped a diss track against all the people that don't like the show.
Against everyone that says it's ass and shit?
Rue from The Hunger Games?
Yeah, she's also from that movie, The Hate U Give.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Because, it's the one, it came out, and it's about like a kid getting shot by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a interview she did at the time where she did say, like, she was on The Daily Show, I think. And she was like, you know, we want to make white people uncomfortable. So that people have been sharing that clip a lot. So I think she does reference that in this diss track.
Okay.
She dropped it on June 19th, the day after the new episode that aired.
I'm pretty mixed
on the show, to be honest with you.
I think the first two episodes were good, and I think the third episode was bad.
That's exactly how I thought. And then the fourth episode is mixed. That has a cool ending, but also almost not cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool in the almost, it's borderline like because of the Vader and Rogue One stuff, where it's just cool force shit's happening.
Cool.
Where it's not, like at least the Vader and Rogue One thing sucks because you're like, well, that's not what that should be because that's not what Vader is.
Yeah.
But it's using that type of stuff of like, lightsabers and the forces happening.
Because like, I purposely haven't talked about it because it's like, at this point, I just don't like sharing Star Wars opinions very much. Mm. Like, I screamed about Andor just because no one was talking about Andor, so it was an easy thing to have an opinion on. But Star Wars stuff is so polarizing that I'm just sick of getting caught in the fucking the nonsense anymore. That I don't care whether anyone likes it or doesn't like it. I'll just either like it or not like it myself, and I can just like live with that.
Yeah, so the first two episodes, I mean, I wasn't blown away, but I was like, you know what? This is pretty good. It was more so that like most stuff is bad and this wasn't bad. Yeah, so I was like, all right, that's fine. And then the third episode, I was like, this is kind of bad.
The third episode was like, if you're gonna like, they kept talking about that moment, and then they show it, and you're like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, so either you don't show that and you let everybody picture it in their head, or you do show it and it should be awesome, or like it should mean something. But the third episode was not very good.
And that's an hour that you could just watch two episodes of X-Men 97.
Well, luckily these are only like 35 I've seen minutes. All that. Yeah. These episodes are like,
but you
30.
Just rewatched it.
These are like 30 to 35 minutes. They're not hour long. Yeah, which is actually kind of good.
Yeah, I do. I like I said, I'm eager to see if it airs more on the good than bad side. But I feel like the first two episodes made a very good impression. It was just a shame that this... But the thing is also, I didn't think the bad episode was the second episode. The third... Jesus Christ. The third episode is bad because, like, everyone says, like, it's bad because it's woke and it's bad because it does this and it's bad. It's like... So I don't even want to say I don't like it because all the people screaming about not liking it don't like it for stupid reasons.
But mine's the lesbian witches creating Anakin good.
They didn't create Anakin. They created the characters on this show, though.
And also, it's not even the first time anyone's done that. So it's
with
like,
lesbian witches in Star Wars?
Honestly, it's not actually. It's not the first time lesbian witches have done that.
So Star Wars has been bad for decades.
Yeah. But the problem is that's what they want you to do. That's what Disney wants you to do. They want you to not. They want to elevate all the worst people that don't like it. So you are quiet and say like, oh, well, I don't want to like throw my opinion out there and be like, you know, grouped in with these people. Like that's kind of part of the battle. That is why.
Yeah. Well, it's also why I'm not saying I liked the first two episodes either.
Enough.
I'm just like, I don't want to be
talking,
anywhere near it.
This is a general thing I've been thinking about. I talked a little bit about it on shows, which you know as well, like the false flags with these shows. And I guess they've been doing it. I mean, they've been doing this since before then, but one of the biggest things I remember it being a thing is with the Lady Ghostbusters.
Right.
Is like, I mean, on one hand, some people do really profit off of like being the worst and having the worst takes or just being like extreme. You see the YouTube
thumbnails.
Polarizing on purpose. But the other hand is I think they kind of like that because then they could be like, oh, they're just review bombing.
Hash spooky book entry.
Yeah, anytime they get a bad review, I guess it's another MAGA.
They're like, they're just review bombing it. It can't. It's not that people don't like it. It's that they're just mad because a lady's in it. And it's like, I mean, I'm sure there are.
I mean, I'm mad anytime I see a woman on screen. I'm like, why? Where are the guys?
I only heard a second of this, so I don't know. Maybe this song's good.
Yeah, probably.
But this is the response.
An actor making a rap song?
Yeah.
Probably good.
I will say that, like, even if, like, this time is almost 4 minutes long. There's no way it's good. Like, there's no way that this is what you should do.
It's not going to be as good as the Jelly Roll and Falling in Reverse
song.
That's
true.
That's for sure.
I'm going to say it's not as good as Not Like Us.
Wait, Not Like Us?
Yeah.
That's great, though.
Yeah, it's not as good.
All right. It's probably going to be better than Euphoria, though.
I don't know what any of this is.
Well,
I mean, it's weird seeing her dance like that.
I didn't realize it's like this low ass like whisper.
We're doing fucking mumble Azalea Banks over here. Azalea Cranks over here. You're real cranky about your reviews, huh?
Now, I could be wrong, but at least first impressions off like the 30 seconds is I feel like, I mean, she's doing the slow-mo dance, but that's also kind of to be like, the vibe is supposed to be like, I made a song about this, but I really don't care.
I think
also,
she's kind of doing like the Donald Glover beginning of This Is America thing where like,
sure,
when he does the dumb black guy stuff, he's doing it as like, look,
why she's doing dumb black guy stuff.
Well, you know what I mean.
But I think she's doing that to be, because this is the thing where you have to be like, in the argument where you're like, I'm not mad, but you are mad.
Right.
Because it's like, you made this song because you're upset. Well, but you also have to be like, well, I'm having fun.
Yeah. I heard some interesting things. I'm glad this happened.
Yeah.
Some
interesting things. 20 albums and a view from 2018. With Trevor the King. When I was a teen, I was running from city to city to speak on the story. You know the one. Always smiling like a black boy. Yeah. People cry in the theaters, find a release. And why people cry, they can see us as human beings. Trevor asked what I want the people to know.
I said, white people crying, what's the goal?
Yeah, fuck white people, dude. I fucking hate them.
I hate that race. I hate that white race. Make it look like the same propaganda they spew. Cause they conflate our pain with violence and try to weaponize everything that we do. The desperation of oppressors is rising, and now they holding on to any old thing they can use. If you rely upon misinformation. Can she shake her titties again?
There we go.
Yeah.
Woo! Titties. Wait, can you hit M real quick?
Wait, what's it? Oh, mute?
Yeah, can you like, play it real quick? Is this good? Tech 9 comes in.
Maybe it's because I'm not the audience. But this is not good.
Well, guys, pause. I mean,
it doesn't even sound like a real song, which is how you know that she made it herself.
But I wonder, but I feel like she's made music before. Because I think when I was searching for this, maybe I could be wrong. Let me double check. Because I think when I was searching for this, like other songs came up. Let me double check, though.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's also like, it's hard for me to get mad about Star Wars anymore. When I was like screaming about Rogue One being terrible, it's because like there was still more good Star Wars than bad. And so like it was important that there was like a bad Star Wars movie.
So it's because you're basically saying Star Wars is bad.
Well, I'm saying there's enough bad Star Wars out there where it doesn't like it's not worth getting mad about.
It's like
bad
80%
Star Wars
bad
anymore.
Now.
Well, even if like percentage is like completely aside,
like 13% of it is good.
There's enough bad that it's
well, like the
not
13%
for Star Wars to be bad anymore. That's not it's not worth me caring that it's bad.
But like, the 13% of it that's good makes up for like 80% of the pleasure.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like yeah. If it's like 14% is bad, 88 is good.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah. But yeah, like only 13% is good, but it's the majority of the pleasure comes from that.
And that's
specific 13%.
That's what's so crazy because 13% is such a small number, but yeah, it makes up.
But
for
it makes
like,
up the majority like, of the good
like,
memories.
All
and
the
vibes.
Good Star Wars movies are like being better than the other Star Wars movies.
It's like Obi-Wan. Yeah. Like Obi-Wan sucks.
Oh yeah,
I don't sit and scream about Obi-Wan sucking. I didn't sit and like tweet over and over, and I don't like berate people. Like, who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. There's not like there's enough bad Star Wars.
That's what they do to us.
No longer important. It was like Marvel.
They
movies.
Silenced you
when the bad Marvel movies were like there's like three of them. We were screaming about Thor 3, right?
Yeah.
All we did was talk about how bad Thor 3 was.
And then all we've seen is bad Marvel movies for years.
Now there's been enough bad Marvel movies.
And bad TV shows.
Where
it's not
yeah, important. There's,
yeah,
like,
who cares?
When Marvel's good, cool.
Like, who cares that the
but
Secret
when it's bad,
Wars
yeah,
or the Secret Invasion show is terrible? It's just another bad show.
I watched it. It wasn't great. And I moved on. Like, there was no value in being mad about it. Because, again, regardless of how... Whether it's like more bad than good, more good, it doesn't matter. That once there's enough bad stuff where the it being bad has no value, it doesn't matter anymore. And Star Wars is long since
the only thing I'm in complete agreement with you. The only thing that bugs me though, and it bugs me while I watch this show, is that it's because then it's like, well, I'm letting bad stuff get a pass though.
Yeah.
So, but even though I agree with you, but there's still a part of me that's like, nah.
But also, but the problem is...
You know
is,
what? Nah, yeah, man, nah.
Well, that's when
but you, there's enough bad...
You let the Mexican guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. be like, I'm the best Ghost Rider. And they're like, no, the motorcycle. I don't care about the car. The car sucks.
Yeah, they have the car.
Yeah, it's a Mexican guy in a car? I don't think so.
But you
and it's
like,
not a lowrider? I don't think so.
People will say it's bad. You don't have to be the guy saying it's bad. But also, there's going to be people screaming that it's good. And so... You saying
but
it's
also,
bad is getting offset anyway, so at some point in time, it's like it doesn't matter.
All my anger though will probably come out in the end if it doesn't deliver. Because even though I know in my mind it probably won't, I don't think it's going to be the worst thing I ever see. But I don't think it's going to deliver in the end. And that's when I'm going to just fucking freak out of here and go fucking crazy because the fucking Acolyte didn't deliver.
That's the level they have every Star Wars fan at. It's like, well, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen because the new thing is usually the worst thing I've ever seen. Well,
but that's also similar to they talk about, I mean, it's not quite the same, but there's a meme like in the horror community of like, you know, you pick some random terrible 80s VHS, but everyone's like, no, this is the greatest thing you've ever been beat down by
Blumhouse for like a million years.
Well, and where it comes out for me is just talking to you about it. Mm. It's like, if I'm going to be mad at Star Wars, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tweet you. I mean, I'm going to text you and be like, hey, Jim, isn't that thing awful? Isn't that thing bad? Or you're going to be like, hey, Mike, did you ever watch Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I couldn't remember if we talked about it. Like, that's where that conversation's going
to
come.
Yeah, you guys are going to come to me with, like, isn't Star Wars bad? And hand it me, like, Luke's old lightsaber. I throw it over my shoulder. I'm like, this is a whole new ball game. This is the good movie that you guys like.
But, yeah, so it's just like...
By Rian Johnson?
So then stuff like... Rian Johnson.
You seen Rian Johnson?
I haven't seen it.
I've seen that as a thing.
But then also, one... This stuff is like arbitrary to me, but also I don't know about any of this. Mm. If you didn't play this on the show, I'd never know this existed.
I swear I don't seek this stuff out. It just finds me.
Well, and I'm not even blaming you. Finds me. I'm just saying that your version of the internet and my version of the internet are apparently different with me learning about some of this stuff. And that makes it really easy to not like need to be involved or. It's just easier because, like, all I know about the Acolyte is that people are claiming they love it more than they do because people are claiming they hate it more than they do. Mm. And it's like, for me,
nobody's sincere about anything.
Like, Jake asked me. Jake actually hit me up and said, what do you think about the Acolyte? And I told him exactly what I told you. First two episodes are good. Third episode I thought was bad. I think you can go into it knowing nothing about Star Wars because...
I don't agree with that. All you need to know
is Jedi and the Force.
Yeah,
it's far enough in the past. You technically, maybe you'll get a little bit by knowing about the High Republic. But
you gotta kind of know the vibe. At the very least, I feel like you need to know of the vibe of the prequels, like the Jedi Council.
The Day Star Wars was ruined.
Oh, wait, hold on.
When they took the Star Cruiser away from us.
Yeah.
Rip Star Packs.
But because here's the other thing, I feel like if you know about the High Republic, this is actually kind of confusing. Because I feel like...
Well, I don't know anything about the High Republic.
The way this show represents the High Republic is a little weird, but also it's like the High Republic, it takes place like 30 years before... Like all the books and comics and stuff that have come out so far take place like 30 years before the show.
What a nightmare.
So even that is how they can separate themselves from that. But I think it's an easy place to jump in because all you need to know is the Force... And lightsabers and Jedi. I feel like you kind of have to know the vibes of the prequels.
Because if you just know Jedis from Luke and you watch this, I think you'd be like, what the fuck? Why are they all like this? Why are they doing this?
Well, I guess I'm assuming that jumping in means you've only ever seen movies.
I thought the High Republic was when they were smoking on that Endor and they were like, yo,
that Yoda Kush.
That ain't no moon.
People are really upset. What's his name? Kian Mundy?
Kiadi Mundy.
Oh, yeah, because he's in the show now, and he's not supposed to even been born yet.
I just assumed that was a current
actor.
No,
they had to go and update shit. Like, there was already things that had his birthday and stuff, and they had to people screen capped it.
Who gives a fuck?
A little annoying because they're trying to play off of the... Again, they are trying to play off the line because he's the one in the prequels that's like, the Sith haven't been seen for a millennia or whatever the fuck.
Because him and Plo Koon, technically, their races do have very long lifespans. Mm. So, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? I don't know. I'm in a weird different space than Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because if you told 2012 Mike, like, Mike, you're not even going to care that Kian Mundy is actually 50 years older than he's supposed to be. He popped up, like, he wasn't born for 40, like... He's supposed to be like 80 or something, but he has to now be, because he's a grown-ass old man 100 years ago, so he had to have been born like at least another 40 years before whenever this show is.
Yeah, but some of the races, they age like elves, so it's like at some point in time, the difference between 100 and 300 is like nothing for them. So it's not that big. I don't know. I'm just saying,
that's not what 2012 Mike would say.
I guess
definitely...
long blue hair with a beanie mic would definitely not say
not
that.
Drugs? Not because
no way. Yeah, no way.
Because I've always liked Star Wars, but I've never been that guy.
Yeah, with Star Wars, no. Jeff, back me up.
Beauty Monday.
I was that guy about Rogue One because Rogue One was atrocious and everyone loved it.
Even though
you could argue that the one thing that I'm saying I've distanced myself from like being that mad about Star Wars, the one time I was about a thing that I was confused why people loved it when it was bad. Mm. It wasn't that like I wasn't saying like the Bothans. Like I wasn't complaining about that. I was saying like why do people love this bad movie? They're like why am I so far in the opposite? So we did the same thing with Last Jedi though.
We did the same thing with every prequel with you.
Why did no? I think there's two bad movies, and I've flat out said I'm.
I got two bad movies in my phone.
Okay. Where is that?
Oh yeah, that,
I am.
I'm sorry.
I kind of like it.
Sometimes my brain is like, get in there.
It was a couple weeks ago. I've been there for 10 years. I said the reasons why I like Phantom Menace, and I understand why people don't like that movie. I get it. It's not a great movie, but I mentioned the things I like about it. That's the kind of Star Wars fan I've always been. I've never been one of these weird, angry about dumb shit Star Wars fans. I just haven't been.
For some reason, though, like the more annoying Star Wars fan to me isn't the guy that's like, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. It's the guy that's like, this is the greatest.
This is awesome.
Everything's great. It's Star Wars. It's Star Wars, so it's great.
I
hate that person more. I don't know why, but I do.
But the other thing is I'm also never been that guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that was you either. It just reminded me, just thinking about like the wars
too.
That happen online.
Because I follow the Star Wars Twitter account and they retweet that guy.
Yeah.
All of that guy constantly whenever a new episode of any of their shows come out. And so I've seen plenty of that guy.
Yeah, when I hear the name Coyote Monday, I'm like, is this
Coyote Monday?
Yeah, I saw Coyote Monday and I cried.
Yeah, no, I hear that name. I guess he's hosting SNL. He's some hunk I'm supposed to know. Like, that's
no, you know if you saw him.
No, I'm saying like Coyote Monday is like the lead actor of the new like Falcon show or something. Or like, you don't know Coyote Monday? You pull him up, it's just some Italian guy. You're like, he's a hunk.
He's the guy with the really long forehead.
Yeah, he's the dickhead guy.
He's the moon face guy.
He's got like a wrinkly long like Klingon style wrinkles, but like a really tall
he's
head.
Love will tear us apart.
Oh shit.
Is that Blue Monday? Wait, who's Blue Monday?
Blue Monday is the band that formed after Joy Division died. So you're on the right track. Yeah. It's actually, what's the name of the band? Ceremony, which is the Joy Division without Ian. And you nailed it, Jim. Once again, you nailed it. Once Ian Curtis died, they formed Ceremony and did Blue Monday. So you're on track. What was I going to say? Now I can't remember.
Sorry, we'll go back to
it. It was about Coyote Monday.
We still got 2 minutes left in this song.
Coyote Monday, born on a Sunday? I'm going to go pee while this song plays. And now you're listening, I'm going to tell you something fascinating. The whole video of her looking smug. Let's start a club, book or something we created. Speak truth to power, keep an eye out for you, silly racist. And now they use it to describe anything they talking about. Remember when Gambino put it in the sign?
Gambino, you called it, Mike.
I am. Recognizing bigotry, the power of community, not fodder for your clickbait. Speaking of which, journalists are looking at you. Did you forget it's your job to provide the truth? Spreading divisiveness, mining the metrics and data. Seem you gave up all your efforts for money and views. And I can tell that the people are tired and the kids don't trust anything that they do. We can learn something from them to something. The future's coming. It's a good thing there's subtitles. I can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, no, exactly. She knew she had to put subtitles. Basically, she blamed the media at a certain point.
I mean, it is funny, though, because I think I brought this up on maybe just in life, how woke means the exact opposite of it did when we first heard it. Where woke
used
to be
at least what we thought it meant at the time.
The first time I heard woke was like the Flat Earth guys.
Yeah,
Flat Earthers were the stay woke guys. And now woke is...
But I think they were always wrong in a movie. I think they were always wrong, though. I think it was. But even the people that use woke quote correctly, like they're also wrong too.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, and not even just
nothing
like,
to do with fucking movies. But I think even the people that use it correctly are also still concerned about movies.
It's just funny because you hear people say like back in the day when we talk about woke again, it was like flat Earth guys, and now it's people mad that like a character that used to be a guy as a girl, and it's like, how can that be the same word for both those
things? Well, this is so funny because I didn't see this. I'm just looking at the screen cap, but it's so funny that they're able to twist the narrative now that, like, man, we so bored with your fucking discourse. We making Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, let people enjoy things. The lesbian Star Wars show. Like, no, like... You're the one making the corporate bullshit. You can't make a mixtape about how your Disney show is woke or your Disney show is fighting the power.
But you're not an underdog anymore. Yeah. You've already won. You got your thing.
The only thing I would say to counter that is I have heard people that seem smart say that like it is important for stuff like popular culture shit to include that because that's when there are lots of people that will never ever be exposed to any of that stuff except in a fucking
popular
book. So you
have to make a retarded version for their race?
Oh, no. I'm not even saying, like, you're wrong. I'm just saying, like...
Couldn't they just enjoy a thing without their race in it?
I've heard people say, like...
I can't watch any Martin.
It's good to put that shit in stuff like Star Wars.
For
because
double X.
That's when people are like a lot of people that would never see it otherwise are going to see it there.
But so now that it's morally, I don't even believe that
now that
fully.
It's like morally bankrupt and corporate, we got to get the blacks in. Like, what do you mean? Like, just watch the thing that was good that had white people in it. Like, fuck.
Like, I don't think most people even disagree with the idea of like just diversity in general. I think what it comes down to most of the time is that. All they do is slap a thing on it, and they're like, "We did our job." Like they just
Here's our shit script with a lesbian.
We have a lesbian woman as a role because now the people that were fighting for it because it's like, you know, some of these like action movies failed because they just thought they'd put a woman in it.
They were bad movies,
now it's like there's this growing want for romantic comedies. But these people that were the ones that were saying, no, we need more like action. We need more women in Star Wars. We need a woman Die Hard or whatever are like, we didn't mean take away our rom-coms. And it's like, kind of you did because you complained about being pigeonholed or like that was what was being marketed to you. All you did, like you barely rewrote a character. You just took a character and made it a woman, and that's what became boring and lame. But whatever, who cares? Who fucking cares?
We so bored, we don't fuck with Joe Discord. Watch Disney Plus with me on it. I'm shaking my booty.
And then Argyle legit tried to have a lady action star, and everyone hated it.
Yeah. It's always back to Argyle with you guys.
And they executed on it well.
She doesn't fuck with your Argyle discourse.
Yeah, she was not speaking up for Argyle.
I mean, she's good at doing that dance.
Shucking and driving?
I don't think that's what that is.
I think that's what that's called. What she's doing?
I think she's crumping.
Oh, that's what it was. I thought it was shucking and driving for Massa. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Unbothered. This is so Charlie XCX.
Yeah, I can't tell if I appreciate the vibe of trying to be like, this. I feel like she's almost saying, like, I know this is bad, but that's why I made it. Because I'm not going to put a ton of effort into it because that means you won because you like got a rise out of me.
Yeah.
But I'm also letting you know you didn't win because I did a thing. In a weird way, I guess I admire that. I admire that there's layers to this shit.
But it is like, to what end? Like, this isn't going to do anything good, even though the intent, like, it's flawed from the beginning. Well, because the very fact that you're doing this means that no one that it's for will take it seriously. And the people that already agree with you aren't going to watch it. Mm. So, like...
Well, they will. No, because you have to... The people that agree with you... The people that agree with you have to be like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But that's the same, like... The people on the other side, even if they don't like something that someone else did, they have to be like, this is amazing. Huh. Like, you have to really dig your heels in.
What's important in all of this is fuck white people. Fuck that whole race.
That's true.
I guess if I'm her.
Hold your applause. Fuck that race.
If I'm her.
I'm just saying, fuck that whole race.
If I'm her, and I know that tons of people are always like, well, what are you doing with your platform? What are you doing with
that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Like, then you can go this, and this. And at least you can have something to point to.
Also, all she would have to say is, I'm starting a Star Wars fucking TV show. Like, that's like, you don't have to do this.
And beats her up. This is like the masses.
No, I'm saying when the people are like, the people that are saying, do something with your platform for the culture.
Yeah. Right.
She could be like, I'm in a Star Wars thing on Disney Plus. I'm in, like, that's. That's huge for the culture, yeah. Is it not? That's
I guess really all my guess say. Is that people like want more than that. It seems like they're asking more of that. I'm not even like defending it.
Like you already
it.
Have an answer. Like there's like, or you're like, you know what? I was in a Star Wars show on Disney Plus, a huge multi-billion-dollar corporation that's worldwide. I did it for the culture, and I also made this fucking Instagram yeah. piece of shit that sucks.
I think this sucks,
and everyone fucking hates.
I'm trying to find like a positive, and my only thing I can think of is like. If I'm her and I'm famous and people are saying, what are you doing? She can say this.
But even in the description, she's like, I spent 72 hours on this. So now the clock's... Because she did it like it's like supposed to be a like a beef song.
Who's responding?
So yeah, you got 72 hours to respond.
She gets shot dead. Yeah. I'm tired of this Discord. How about this? If you're on Endor, would you rather be on Endor with a man or an Ewok?
An Ewok.
Yeah, that's what. Wow, he fell right into my trap.
Yeah, you did. Wow. You fell in the man or the bear.
You really fell into the feminist.
I don't even know the man or the bear question, but I see people bring it up.
Yeah, you man and the bear. You fell for the man and the bear trap, and we won't elaborate. But you're
yeah, it's not our job to educate you.
It's not our job to educate you. And also, you're in a lot of shit.
All right.
What you just said just put you in a lot of shit. You thought
it's something about a woman being more like feeling safer around a bear or a man.
The question is just if you're in the woods, would you rather be in the woods with a man or a bear? And they're like, the bear, because the bear won't rape me.
Gotcha. Okay.
A man, baby.
Yeah. Would you rather be in the woods with
I'm in the woods with you,
with,
baby.
Mike Myers as Austin Powers or Michael Myers the slasher?
Yeah. Would you rather be in the woods with RuPaul as a Jedi or fucking
yeah, like, or RuPaul as a Yoda. Amandla. Why is it Amandla? Just thinking
Obama.
Amanda already.
Obama.
Amandla.
Obama. Amandla.
Amandla. Hey, she's going out there making stuff.
She's
good
just
for
being
her.
Quirky, dude.
Yeah. Now that I see the end
she's
part,
she's just being white.
Now that I see the end part, I'm like, good for her. She's just making stuff. Yeah. She's making her art. Cool. Is this art? Is the show we do art? Is this our art?
It's it's not. Resistance.
Is it resist? Well, is it art though?
I think we're
our podcast art.
It's philosophy. Kind of.
I think they can be, but I don't.
So
think
you're saying we're not making art?
No, we're
week.
Just having fun.
But that is isn't no. that part? You're saying that art can't be fun?
Oh no, I'm saying that we're making fun entertainment that is not art.
No, ooh. It's art.
I don't think
entertainment is inherently art. And I don't think what we're doing is art.
Oh, so you're in the camp that video games aren't art.
Yeah.
Video games can be art, but not all of them.
Never have been.
I don't know if they could be because of the interactive aspect.
I think in the same way that like every piece of like someone putting paint to canvas definitely is not art. Unless we're just saying like a
never heard of
writing
postmodern
a song
art,
is
you?
Art.
Is every song art?
But yeah, no. But what about the part where you're pushing forward and like stuff's happening that you're not controlling? Is that art? Is the last 10 years of games art? am I walking and stuff's happening?
yeah, there's a lot of art in some of those
am
games.
Am I climbing up yellow ridges?
Was this video that we just watched art?
No, that's just especially. Some fucking...
I think some people might think it's art. I think that's the other thing about art is it's completely subjective. And so that's why I think that... if someone said Jim and Them is art, I'd be like, all right, fair enough. I can see the arguments for it. I just personally, I don't think what we're doing is making art. I think we're just making fun entertainment. And not in that, like, oh, I'm not trying to make a movie with a message. I'm just making a popcorn action. I'm not saying that we're approaching it like fucking, like, who gives a shit? I'm just saying, personally, I don't think this is art. I think we're making something that's awesome, but I don't think it's art.
Is this bitch bald? Am I looking at a bald?
The creator presents it as art, even if it's bad art. So Jim and Them, being the best podcast in the world, is art.
Mm, that's true. Oh,
thanks, British lady. Hey, Australian lady.
Good point. I totally get it.
It's just something to think. Sometimes we throw a question out there to make you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a good question.
The whole point of any of this discourse is...
You've just heard a thinker! Sorry, Jeff.
The whole point of this discourse is... I didn't even know there was a new Star Wars show. So here you go. And now I know.
But
about
you knew
it.
About that's, the lesbian.
No, I know. But yeah. Because of the discourse. So that's the new, like we said with Ghostbusters, the new form of marketing.
Yeah,
is
right.
Like, did you hear about
you're
this
right
bullshit
about
with the new Star Wars show? I'm like, I can't believe the new Star Wars show. You're like, that's all the takeaway is like, go check out this bullshit that you hate or get behind this bullshit that you don't like and pretend you like it.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was saying. It's like everyone's either way madder than they actually are because they think they should be, or way more positive than they should be because they need to be.
And either way, Jim hasn't watched X-Men 97. He's watched Acolyte. So
He watched an episode.
I watched one.
He gave it a shot.
I might watch more.
I think the show is very good.
I watched The Acolyte right after it premieres. I watch it Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
I'm ready when a new episode's fresh out the oven. I'm like, ooh, it's hot.
To be fair, Jim didn't watch
it. That's what we get for not recommending
it. Watch stuff immediately.
We should have recommended it. He would have never seen
it.
No,
I've been thinking about that as well, too. You got to be careful when you recommend something because you don't even know, Jack. I might even fucking watch that shit and you might regret it.
You've never once?
No. Ask Jacob Burrows because he's been recommending Game Changers to me.
Yeah.
Which is, have you heard of Dropout TV?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It's it's basically College Humor became Dropout TV. It's like a streaming network. And Game Changers is this game show where every episode's a different game. Like the rules are different. They have some fucking hokey ass slogan they bring up every time. Like the only way to win is to learn, the only way to learn is to play, and whatever the fuck, suck my dick.
Game
I'm
changer.
A big fucking fuck off.
Whoa, big fucking fuck off.
And actually, we talked a little bit about this on Shows What You Know. ShowsWhatYouKnow.com, the relaunch is now ready to go, available at ShowsWhatYouKnow.com. But initially, because I think Kristen mentioned this to me as well, because I think Kristen's a big Dropout TV Stan ass. Jake probably knows all these people. Because I think they're all these, like, Hollywood improv UCB people.
Sure. Failures.
And I'm watching it. I think it's on, like, season 6. So I watched, like, the first episode. And they barely introduce the contestants. But they all know each other.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And I guess I when I was talking to Jacob about this, I compared it to... I could see how this is how someone could listen to an episode of Jim and Them and not like us. Because there's something, I don't know if it's just me or if it's, I feel like it's the human condition, but there's something about like seeing a group of people having fun with each other that you're like, fuck them. Fuck off. What do they think is so fun? Why are they having so much fun right now?
No,
you know what
I get
mean?
That.
Because I'm watching it. They barely introduce people, so I don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
But they're from other shows, apparently, on the network. I think they have a big D&D show. Jacob brought that up as well.
Yeah, Moshe Kasher's great in it.
And they're all giggling with each other and bitten. Yeah. And I'm not even cracking a smile, dude. Like,
sure.
They're not making me laugh at all. But I enjoy at least that it's random. Like, the way they... Not random, but the way that they throw people off. With the way you learn the rules as the game go. But I'm starting to watch more episodes of this, not laughing at all at this show.
But we've talked about that with us, is that like we're dense in a weird way that like there's a lot to, especially depending on when you come in, if we're talking about Bupak a lot, you're just going to be like, what the fuck is this show?
We're dense like at midnight.
But I got to the point.
Whatever the fuck.
I got to the point where the host made a joke about Nepo babies, and I was like, oh, what does he mean by that? And I looked it up, and it's his father was on like the Clinton cabinet or something like
Literally
that.
Literally everyone's CIA in the show.
and his mom was something else too. So I was like, oh. It's just some fucking rich kid. Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. Yeah. Every
a rich
show.
Kid. Well, no, but not even every show. I just mean like, what a coincidence that there's all these, because this is kind of common with comedy for whatever reason. All these like famous, not even just comedians, but famous writers or like they make sketches or online content. Their parents are always rich as fuck. And it's like, oh, so that's where college, because I think this dude like ran College Humor and now he runs Dropout TV.
Yeah.
It's like, what a coincidence. They're all like super funny and they're kind of left leaning and they all hate capitalism, but they're pretty well off and they just slang jokes around and bringing comedy power to the people.
Let's see. Their father was an Iraq profiteer.
Yeah. It's always like, man, I wish my dad, wasn't a big loser scumbag because finding a job has been a nightmare right now. It'd be great if I could just skate by for
all
a couple
early
of years
life
making
of every sketches.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to just like focus on, speaking of art, here we go with your comedy art. Wouldn't it be great to just fucking coast for a while?
His father was the Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration. He's been with College Humor since the beginning, basically, and then bought the company when it was going to be shut down.
Yes, thank you, Senpai. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to just coast around and just focus on your improv? And
that would be
but that's
great,
what I mean.
But
when Jacob made this recommendation for me to watch this show, it's just a show he liked. It's a show he enjoyed. He wanted to share with me. And now it's like an existential battle that I have. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to watch every episode of this fucking show probably so I could just fucking rub it in his face. I'm going to sit and watch and judge. And I'm not going to smile, and I'm not going to laugh, and I'm not going to enjoy it, and I'm going to... And part of it, too, is probably because I'm bitter, because at least if I could... They don't say the N-word enough either on this show, I could throw that out there for a second.
No Chinese
they
jokes.
They definitely don't say the N-word enough. Because at the very
Wait,
least...
you say enough as if they do sometimes.
Every now and then Natasha Leggero is like, N-word.
Well, because at the very least, I could look at something like The Legion of Skanks... Yeah. Or even like even War Mode, which I don't listen to, but like at least I know
two
it's,
recommendations. Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm just saying, at least I know
yourself by watching something like this. Just tell him you watched a bit and it sucked.
Yes.
Now that's I know.
Stop spite watching whole seasons.
Whoever said that doesn't know Jim Scampoli. I've known Jim for
spite watching whole seasons until you like it and becomes your personality.
I've known Jim a long time. He's not going to stop.
At least I know those guys were just some schlub guys that had to work a 9-to-5 and they kind of happened to scrape by and get something together based off their comedy. And I guess part of my bitterness comes from probably jealousy that they're successful. Like, Not
well, they had the opportunity
Skinks,
to
like
become successful.
The Dropout TV.
But they didn't have the opportunity the same way these guys that he's talking about, literally Raytheon, well, like
that's
exec
what I'm saying.
Like, children.
Yeah.
These
that's
people,
what I'm talking
like,
about.
If Jim,
yeah.
I could just
niche.
Go, Jim, you don't need a job anymore. Just write sketches.
Yes, exactly.
You'd write a million funny sketches and probably break out somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you could.
But there's layers to it because there's probably partially that is that there's jealousy that, they get to like, live comfortably off of just like making jokes and making people laugh. But then there's also an extra element where I know that those people would not like the stuff I make.
Sure.
Like whether it be because they genuinely don't like it or because of a principle to them they can't like it. Yeah. Or they would look down on something I make. And for whatever reason, I can't not think about that when I watch some big fat fuck in episode 3 of season 6, like making cum jokes or whatever, but like the acceptable fun cum jokes. I don't know what he's from, but there's this big fat motherfucker.
Stavros?
No. He's on the show. And then a lady and then a black guy. And I'm watching it. But that's why I'm sitting there judging it more as well, because I'm like, they would not like what I do.
Right.
And fuck them for it. Like, I'm already mad that they don't like.
You're spiraling over the game show.
Yeah. I'm already mad that they don't like what I do and they don't know who I am.
Here's the thing. You're describing why I never saw This Is the End.
But that's not the same to me, because I don't think that's the
skill. No, but the thing is, you're saying everything I think. You're just saying you disagree with it.
I don't, because I feel like Seth Rogen, at the very least, even if you don't like him, I feel like he put in work. He didn't just like, I don't think he coasted by.
But
and to be fair, maybe this guy still put in work, but he definitely had more of a like a head start, whatever, white privilege, if you will. He had something more going for him that, in my mind, it's going to take away from it almost every time. Because even I made a joke to Jacob where I was like, oh, you didn't tell me this guy is a fucking Nepo baby ass.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, funny enough response to me. He's like, oh, Jim, there you go again, complaining about Nepo babies and the inherent socioeconomic inequalities brought to our by a capitalist system. And all my thing is like, that's exactly how this guy would describe himself to other people too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would laugh and be like, there you go again, facing the horrors of capitalism. But I mean, who am I to be just a benefit of this?
When
meanwhile he is a fucking benefit of it.
Yeah.
And but
ass face garbage fire type of jokes ass.
But I understand that I'm also being a maniac here when I'm watching this. Like I know I'm being a maniac because again I'm making up a rivalry in my head when I watch this.
Yep. Because the only thing, every show you watch, it's like girls where it's the son and daughter of something.
Yeah, yeah,
like
every
actress is like, why am I being forced to look at this person? Oh, it's Kurt Russell's daughter or something. Right. You're like, what the fuck? I'm being forced to listen to lesbian Star Wars pod racing? I don't give a fuck. I didn't like the original pod racing when it was straight and white. Now it's just what, black pod racing? They're fucking riding on spinners? I don't think so.
But to go back to what I was saying, but that's why just be careful what you recommend, because I just might watch it.
You've never
you might not like. You might not like what I've listened to, like Matt and Shane's after you recommend it, and I listened to a little bit of War Mode before.
Yeah, wrong episode.
But I don't come back with this huge rant of like the inner battle and the turmoil of what these things represent.
Yeah.
When you just go and willy nilly recommend it out of the blue like this.
Yeah, I mean he's brought the ire upon himself.
That's Jacob true. Has. I agree. And see, because I have to bring all this stuff up because we're not recording on Monday, so I have to talk about it now.
Sure.
While he's in Sweden, living in a fucking castle, wherever the fuck.
Yeah, so like, too busy with balderdash.
Quitting his job to be a creator. Imagine, can you imagine? I'm trying so hard to find a job.
Mm.
My severance is almost up. And I cannot find a job
to
save my life.
Did they have a job at Disneyland?
And I mean, it's the same money I would have. It's still severance. It's
what's
the same
a Disneyland
money I
ticket these days?
No, that's actually why I did it, because they're doing a sale right now where it costs like $170 less than normal.
They're doing tattoos at Disneyland.
My tattoo was paid for before I lost my job.
Okay. I do drugs. Whatever.
But I'm just saying, like. Like I'm trying like
that's
hell.
That's my Disneyland. And, like, I'm doing drugs and watching Ronnie Radke videos. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that'd be a great night.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm not mad at
spend
Jacob.
Spend the money you're going to spend on Disneyland to watch Ronnie Radke videos on acid.
I'm not mad at Jacob, but it's like hard not to hate him when he's like, I'm just going to quit my job to make videos. And it's like, I can't even imagine a world where that's an option for me.
And so, yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's
but
hard. It's sometimes you
Jacob's
see people.
Jacob's just such a chiseler. I know he's just.
I like Jacob. I'm just saying.
No,
that.
He's a chiseler. I just know he's pinched away his first communion money or whatever
from his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, so his bar
I'm saying if we
money.
Can think that about people we like and respect,
yeah.
It's super easy to think about strangers who like fuck them.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't really thought about that with Jacob, but yeah, I definitely thought about it with strangers. Because
I'm not mad at Jacob.
Yeah.
It's clear that I'm jealous. That it's like, how do I not have a life where I can just choose? Like, again, I can't even say, like, how could I do what he did? I don't even know how the fuck someone's able to make that decision. That's like that's an impossible. Now, we're at very different lives, but just like, that's just an impossible decision. So it's easy to look at that and go, like, I like and respect Jacob, and I'm furious that he's allowed to do something like that and that I can't. And so, like, if I can be jealous about someone I like, it's super, super, super easy to be like, fuck these, like, L.A. comedy community fucks who aren't funny, who get to make six seasons of this fucking show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm three episodes in. That's where all that pent up rant.
They got Mike hating his fellow worker instead of the bourgeoisie class.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Theories implies in the chat.
But yeah, I'm three episodes in.
That makes sense.
I think there's
that's
like,
how theory works.
I think I still have like 50 more to go or 60 or something or other.
Queued up, ready to cross my arms.
Anyone who thinks Jim won't watch 50 episodes of a TV show.
But yeah, you don't even know, Jack. You could check in with me at the end of summer. I might be like, you know what? This guy's great. Sam Reich.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You might Game come changers, around. Greatest. Sometimes you're not above coming around.
That's true. My mind is open every time.
Yeah.
You might be a Jacob W. guy at the end of it. That's the name of the fat guy, according to the chat.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is he funny? Do people know him? Is he actually funny?
I've never heard
of
him.
He seemed like he could maybe have been funny, but he was annoying me the whole episode. But they all do. They all annoy me because they're all giggling to each other. And I'm like, what the fuck is so funny? What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
What are you, friends that have been friends doing a show for 16 years? What is so fucking funny? Who's Boopak? So what, that song is great? Just going to play it 100 times in a row?
Because they were basically, the episode I watched, the most recent one, they were just doing Simon Says, but it was Sam Says.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like, you know, Sam says this, but then he didn't say that Sam says, and then you did it, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sam says anytime, but then it would be like, anytime you hear freeze from now on until we say this isn't a thing anymore, you better freeze. And then later on, freeze would come up.
Well, it's like, if I was doing that, cool, but I don't get to do that. It's cool that that's your job somehow.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
But fuck you for that being allowed to be your job some reason.
Here's a great point from the chat that won't enrage you into a blinding rage.
Oh, no.
From Goldbreaker. Mike, I don't understand why you don't just try. Find your lane like Jake.
Wow.
That, oh, no.
He better be joking, because if he's not...
No, he's serious. He says this type of stuff all the time.
That's super retarded. That's so dumb.
Why don't you just try?
Like... I won't even say the things I'm thinking because I will be...
Are you in a blinded rage because of the off comment?
I think
comment?
He does. I don't think he means the way it sounds, but yeah, it definitely sounds a certain way when you say
I won't even, like, because I'd be dragging...
Mike, just try like Jake.
That's insane. That's a fucking insane thing to say. That's a right. fucking
That's like something I would make
to
up
say.
To make right.
Yeah.
I got 57 more episodes. There's 60 total.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah, no, Jacob was Wasaki. What does Jacob Wasaki do? Oh, he's in Pitch Perfect.
He's the big fat guy?
Oh, he's an Unfriended. He was the fat guy in Unfriended?
Unfriended?
I remember Unfriended.
Oh, you liked Unfriended. Or no, you wanted to like Unfriended?
I mean, I didn't dislike it. I didn't really love it either. I thought it was fine. I like those types of movies.
But, yeah, you should look into trying.
Yeah, thanks, Goldbreaker. That dude's great at coming off as passive aggressive.
Yeah, I don't think he meant that.
I know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Here's the thing: I actually really like Doug. He never means it, but sometimes it happens. He never means it though, and that's why.
Does he mean?
I'm not mad at him.
Try. Does he mean just like stream? Is that what he means? Don't answer that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What were we talking about before?
There's
that?
Some things I'm jealous about Jake about, and they have nothing to do with him streaming.
Oh, is it his cock?
It's his big fat cock.
Is it his hairy ass?
And his hairy ass. Jim.
He's got the hairiest ass
Jim,
in the
I
game,
need you to
dude.
Quit talking about all these things. I'm trying to keep him quiet. I'm trying to keep him private.
People think his pompadour is from his head. It's from his ass.
Well, Zip Line makes a great point. You could probably get a job selling hot dogs on a voluntary basis.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't that... great call, dude. Great fucking call. Why didn't the TTS play?
Oh, that's good. That's very good. That's a fucking good-ass joke.
Yeah, do I have that still? I gotta have it on here somewhere. Although, that was for Jake, wasn't it? The drop that we used to have for that.
Because I think it's what, like Michael Ian Black?
Yeah. It's from... Yeah,
another Nepo baby.
Is he?
Louis Black's his dad.
Jack Black is his brother.
Yeah, I could be Louis Black right now. You know, screaming about Clinton.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Wait, Jake? You could probably get a job selling tacos to customers on a voluntary basis.
Listen, I just died inside and I don't really feel like talking.
So is he going to start delivering our mail now?
I don't know, sweetheart. But I do know this. That was the longest conversation I've ever had.
What a great sketch. It's a sketch about a mailman that decides to deliver tacos instead of the mail.
Yeah.
You know, this bag's not really great for even delivering tacos, never mind the mail and tacos.
That was a good line.
But fuck, what were we talking about before that? Before I went off on my Game Changer rant.
Shit.
Try more. How about that? Why don't you try?
Chat, what were we talking about?
Yeah, come on, chat.
How great Jake is doing.
What the fuck was... Shit, because you did bring it up slightly actually, for a reason. Oh, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess we were
Star Wars rocks.
Star Wars.
Back to the point.
We were kind of done.
We were kind of done. And then, okay, because we were saying, I watch... The Acolyte, right when it airs. Fresh out the oven. Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
You're like, oh, fuck, shit, new Acolyte.
But the other thing that, after I went on my big Game Changer rant, I could talk about how fucking Pretty Little Liars Original Sin finale just happened. Fuck yeah.
Did it live up?
Well, they didn't love it. Actually, wasn't good.
But you had to say that because you're in character for a second.
Well, no. But this is what I said, not in character, to Stella, like when it was done. I was like, you know what? That wasn't really a good payoff, but I hope they make another season. Just because I was just in the... I didn't realize what a big like horror TV guy I was until we started talking more on shows with recently. I just enjoyed that it was a slasher I got to watch week to week.
Well, you know what I've been saying a lot lately is that everyone always says
5th of July Power Hour. It sounds like you guys need to let out some stuff over drunk phone calls at 1 a.m.
Everyone's like always focused on something sticking the landing, and don't get me wrong, that is important. Like sticking the landing can make things better or worse.
Sticking the landing is what good waffles do.
But I think that like having a good journey is good. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine if you're along for the ride and it fucking sucks ass at the end. It's super. It's totally fine if you're honestly, like fucking on board for whatever reason you decide to be on board for, and then it sucks it up at the end. That's fine.
And honestly, I mean, the reasons why I like this show, it probably means I should watch the original because it's just for stupid reasons.
Everything you've said makes it sound like you should just like watch the
because
original.
I like that they're like, in 1 second, they're like, what are we going to do? Like, the blah, blah, blah has been stabbed by the slasher. Like, we need to do something. And then the second later, they'll be like, but guys, we have the big surprise birthday party coming up.
Jim, because I had to watch a lot of Pretty Little Liars.
I even put spooky spaghetti shirts up on our TeePublic. If anyone watches the show,
Jim says rhetorically, completely in every way,
because spooky spaghetti is their version of creepypasta, nice and fucking. You know,
I would have thought it was like guts. That's what they call guts.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, nice and dope, right?
Good.
But I stole their logos. I don't think anyone else stole their logos like I did to make spooky spaghetti shirts.
I like that.
Now available.
Okay.
But because I have to go watch that. They had a show slasher. I watched the first, Stella and I watched the first season of it.
Scream Queens.
It's Ryan Murphy, though. I don't like Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we liked Glee.
I liked Glee for a bit.
That's the one exception. Yeah.
But I didn't stick with it till the end, though.
Sure. I don't think anyone did.
Yeah. One other thing. We should check in on David Mox. He was talking about goons.
What's the new version of Goon, by the way? Because I've heard people talking about Goon Caves.
It's like
and Gooning.
Jerking off.
Jerk off, like, you edge for hours.
Oh, it sucks because, like, we say Goon for a good reason. Well, comparatively. but, like, now everyone's always saying Goon.
Yeah.
Is he skateboarding? No,
I know the goons are out to get me, but I'm still going to be enjoying my life.
I think he's on a scooter.
Me are here to stay.
I didn't love this one.
Yeah, no, he's getting a little off track a little bit, I found, in some of his later ones.
He looks like he's been crying.
Yeah, he does. He looks like Justin Timberlake.
He looks like he's been smoking on crying.
What's the other one that looked like he was skateboarding? Like the newest one. Looked like he was on a skateboard.
I don't need to be a TikTok star. And I don't need a fancy car. All I need is to listen to a loud guitar.
Do you think he's drunk the shark?
What's in the cup?
Do you think he's losing it more?
Yeah, he doesn't have
Or is he becoming self-aware and he's trying to capture what he had before?
Do you think he's
like going more off the reservation, if you will? Or is it just that he can't figure out what he was doing so organically?
He's going
in the
off
past.
The reservation the way Corey went off the reservation, where he thinks the positive, like the enforcement is for the wrong thing. And like he thinks he's like doing good when we like when you're doing bad. We don't like you doing good.
We see a lot of bad things happening in the world right now, but Jehovah God and his son Jesus are quickly stepping in to take control of the earth and restoring it back to a paradise. And God wants as many for mankind to get saved. As far as the devil and his followers, it's game over.
I like that.
That one's not bad.
Has anybody seen Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, we don't like celebrity names.
Martello, come here. No, forget the money.
He looks like he's doing bad.
Yeah, I don't like real names.
I like when he has his own name.
You fell off.
Yeah, don't use real names.
Unfollow. Excuse me, did Hector Juanero show up for work today?
Oh, this one I think you saw,
Miguel,
right?
Toronto,
yeah, that Hector that one Juanero. We saw.
Oh, he's got a leave of absence? Oh, what happened? He got hit by a bus? Okay.
Because at first I'm like, oh, he's probably just getting too much TikTok clout, but he looks worse in the newer bad videos.
Yeah, he looks way worse.
So
he got his first payout for TikTok and snorted all of it. And then now it's worse.
Sniffing. Yeah. You know that actually, fuck, you just reminded me. One of our episodes is up when we talk about like there's some of our old YouTube videos are like old episodes. Mm-hmm. And the one where Marvin Caribou died, where we found out he died, is up. And apparently the guy that killed him commented on it. But I think it's real.
Wait, okay. What do you mean?
I tried to ask him to come on the show. Hold on. Let me go
what
to the comments
fuck?
Here.
Some guy killed him? And it wasn't,
yeah, no, it's in the... Cause if
wasn't
you,
the elements?
No. We went over it when it happened.
The guy found the show and... Do we talk shit about him?
I don't think we do. We just talk about how great Marvin Caribou is.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny to kill a man and then hear a podcast where a bunch of guys talk about how great the guy was that you killed?
Yeah, this drug addict that like haunted you for years.
The drug addict hobo that was making your life hell.
Until you finally slammed a rake in the back of his head.
Yeah. You guys don't know me and what exactly happened. Oh, maybe we do talk shit about him. You guys don't know me and what exactly happened the night I beat Marvin Caribou. I'm not a bad person. I truly regret doing that to him. He was a good person, and I wish I could bring him back, but I can't. I got to deal with what I did to him for the rest of my life, and it's truly hard to do. I pray all the time for forgiveness, and I know that I won't get it. And it's Sidney Eric Fleury.
Whoa, how old is this comment?
He just commented, this was 8 days ago.
Whoa. And he didn't reply when you asked him to get on the show?
No, he did. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Manslaughter charge laid out. I'm just Googling
his name.
I
forget what happened.
Assault victim dies of injuries. A 37-year-old man has died after being seriously assaulted on Martha Street. Isn't it weird that... Marvin Caribou was only 37.
Oh my god.
But that means he was younger in the video.
Yeah.
There's like 10 years younger.
Because that's what I mean. It was at least like 5 or more years before he died from us watching the original video.
He was like
video.
28 in the original video?
Why you killed a motherfucking hero. Rip Marvin, I hope he's kissing Bupac in heaven.
yeah, rip. On Monday night, while police were in the area, the first 100 block of Martha Street, bystanders called police to help a man who had been seriously assaulted. The victim suffered head trauma and was transported to hospital. Witnesses identified the suspect, two cadets found in an area a short time later. Sidney Eric Norman Fleury, 43, was detained in custody and charged with aggravated assault.
It's crazy that his real name was Marvin Caribou, by the way.
Yes, yes.
I always assumed it was a fake name.
Yeah, assault on June 19th. So he cracked him in the head. Maybe he was trying to get three hots in a cot, maybe.
Maybe.
But let me see. What else? Yeah, these individuals know each other through casual acquaintances, and there was a dispute in the area which led to the assault. It's Sydney Eric Fleury. No one was protecting me. I did 5 years, 8 months out of a 6-year sentence without anybody's protection. They knew what I was in there for. Oh, I don't know if we talked about maybe on the show we're like, yeah, they're going to kill him because Marvin Caribou was a hero.
Everyone knows Marvin Caribou.
Yeah. Knowing us, we were incredibly hyperbolic about the entire situation. Yeah,
like he's a pedophile in jail. It's like, you're the guy that killed Marvin Caribou. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, I said, we'd love to have you on the show to tell your story. And he said, but then it won't bring him back and it won't change the way people feel about me and what I've done.
It might.
Yeah, let me
Here's the thing. We don't even remember anything about this.
Yeah, we don't remember.
Yeah, basically, whatever you say will probably become our new truth.
Let me see. I'll say it won't bring him back, but people can learn. People can learn from your story.
The biggest problem with Marvin Caribou is he wouldn't try.
That's true. Like his friend Jake. won't bring him back, but people can learn from your story and your mistake. They can hear. Because what does he say? Yeah, they can hear the regret that you have. And your experience could help people. There we go. And then we'll be like, what do you have to say to your haters?
For dicks, pussies, or asses.
Yeah, what kind of porn do you like? You killed one of our heroes.
Crazy name edit.
Oh, fuck. There was another part to the name edit. Shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, pull it up.
We have to save it.
Nah. How about here's a fun thing? What if we never listen to?
No, we'll have to hear that for sure. We'll have to hear the other part of the name edit, but we'll have to wait.
We need more name edits. Or other insane edits.
Or how about an edit that we've asked for?
No.
We ask for those all the time.
We got one. The Trump saying the telling that story at the beginning or whatever. That guy won, right?
Obama?
Damn, that was 499. Yeah. Episode 499, part 2 is called R.I.P. Marvin Caribou. He must have just been... Search. What's so weird is, he probably was like just feeling bad about what he did, and he was like... Searching Marvin Caribou.
There's like 7 podcasts from Jim and them named Marvin Caribou over 10 years.
These guys know who this guy is and they hate me.
I just want to see.
Oh, he's on YouTube. Yeah.
I had a horror movie happen on my way here.
Ooh.
It was one of the worst things that's ever happened, and I even thinking about it makes me feel gross.
Uh-oh.
So I was driving
here. I had a spider on my foot.
And my guess is that it happened when I stopped at a gas station. But to be fair, I leave my windows open all the time, so I'm probably wrong.
Oh, was someone like flashing their high beams at you behind you? And you're like, what are they flashing their beams at? And it was because there was someone in your back seat.
No.
Ready to cut your throat.
There was
what
someone
a great
in my car.
Show we have. Oh, no. I'm going to skip ahead. Yeah, I think it is like a spider, in your car.
I think
or
I had a spider on my foot, and I had to like... But it was on my driving foot that I used to like gas and brake, and so I couldn't like fuck around. I had to like just finish the ride.
Damn, we don't talk about Marvin Caribou to like the back third. This guy probably listened to this whole thing.
World Hotshot.
Oh yeah, but he's not even much older than my. I swear it was probably the dude with him.
Oh, us talking about his age again.
We don't remember shit about Dick.
Yeah. Uh oh, the dude with him. Wait. 37-year-old Marvin Elias Caribou.
I genuinely can't believe that was his real last name. I would have sworn to go, I would have fucking gun to my head been like,
it's
I
like
guarantee
poetry,
that's a fucking, like a stage name.
He's probably like an Inuit, right? If he's in Canada.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think so. Sydney
like
Eric Norman Fleury is the murderer.
I thought you were talking.
These are made up names.
My name is Sydney Fleury. I like to beat up bums.
I'm Eric Norman Fleury.
Give them head injuries. Make sure they're dead. And
what a funny
beat up
show.
Bums. Is this the dude?
Oh, is that him? Is that the guy that killed Marvin Caribou?
Oh, no.
No. God damn it.
I want to see what the man who killed... Well, that's just the producer. The man who killed our friend of the show, Marvin Caribou.
The show, Marvin Caribou.
Our name is Jim and Them. You killed Marvin Caribou.
Prepare to die. What about that second one, the global Winnipeg?
I think we're just trying to find a picture of the guy. No. I was going to say, he's just some old white guy.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They don't want to post his face because there's a global outcry.
Yeah, that's true. They're keeping him on the DL,
right? The backlash will be insane.
Yeah, okay. We are talking about how he's going to be protected in jail.
Hiding his face. But, like, none of us are acting like we're joking. We've got this weird, like, monotone vibe because it's the show. And we're just like, it's obviously near the end of the show, so we're a little low energy.
Yeah.
So we're just, like, acting serious.
Never drive down Main Street if you go to Winnipeg, says someone in the chat. I guess they go down there all the time.
Someone might beat you to death.
He might run into the ghost of Marvin Caribou.
Dude, they really are protecting this dude, huh?
Motherfucker.
And they say sometimes when the night's just right and the wind blows, you'll hear sniffing.
If he's beaten to death, how can you call that manslaughter unless it was like they were in a boxing match or something?
Oh, it was
well,
a bum fight.
I mean, I guess he wasn't necessarily beaten to death, but yeah, like he just beat him up and happened to kill him.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was second degree murder.
Damn, I want
to
see this
dude.
Hey,
I'll pay you $10 to put...
Wait, hold on.
Punch me. All right, pow. I'm dying.
I haven't gotten any media lately. I want
to
get
trying
beat,
to go viral
beaten
with the
up.
Game.
Damn
oh,
it.
No. He was in critical condition for a while.
It happened on the 100 block of Martha Street. Why did you say that name? Why did you say that street?
Batman beat him.
Martha Street.
Superman has been charged with
what
manslaughter.
What is this name? Sidney Eric Norman Fleury. Whatever.
I have to assume, I mean, maybe the guy skipped ahead, or otherwise he listened to 57 minutes to get to the part where we talk about him.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Freeze's son.
You're telling me this bum that beat up Marvin Caribou doesn't have a Facebook?
That's our new goalie for the Vegas Knights.
That's the new Gotham character that's going to turn out to be Mr. Freeze.
God damn it. I hate that the police are protecting this man.
I can't stand that. Fucking this guy did what he did. Now he can pay the price.
Call your congressman. Demand that we get a picture of Sidney Eric Norman Fleury.
Yeah, call a Mountie or whoever the fuck they have it. Call
their handsome president that everyone
call that
loves.
Lame ass guy that they all love.
Dudley Do-Right. He'll do right by Marvin.
Yeah, boy.
It was Snidely Whiplash who could not be reached for comment.
Is it weird that I slightly like Dudley Do-Right more just because his ride at Universal Studios was so good?
Oh, was that the water ride you guys went on?
That was not the one that me and Murph went on. It's the first one. Popeye was the second one.
Yeah, I've been on that ride, too. That ride is pretty dope.
But it made me kind of like Dudley Do-Right a tiny bit more. Just because his ride was fantastic.
Yeah, no, that was the idea.
Okay.
Like, we want to get people behind this. Have you seen the like, SeaWorld VR?
Where's that in?
There we go. Yeah, maybe.
That's
now we
all
just
we
get
do?
Into, I mean, because now we talk about theme parks. Let me skip ahead.
If you have a headset that's worth a damn, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, no, we're watching
the other
theme
ones
park
are like
shows.
You're in a building that's, like, decapitated.
Yeah. All right.
We're the best.
No World at like Universal Hollywood?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw the little.
This is a long time ago, too.
I need to make the latency perfect or else it fucking. Your brain gets confused if you're a part of the Patreon.
And I mean, there are probably people that don't even listen anymore with their goo names. We should start giving their names away.
Oh.
Goo names. All right. What a great show, man. Yeah. I could sit and watch Game Changers, not crack a smile. I could hear myself talk for 30 seconds. Fucking tears in my eyes laughing.
You're like, that's right. That's right.
Tears in my eyes laughing.
Yeah. Marvin Caribou. This guy's opening up old fucking wounds here. This Sidney Fleury.
Oh, shit. There's a picture of him.
Oh, yeah, finally.
Yeah, that's the guy that did it.
Yeah, he just looks like
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He just joined YouTube 3 weeks ago to do this.
Oh,
he just got out.
Oh, he's got shorts?
Oh, shit.
When the days are cold and the cards all
That's what Marvin Caribou saw in his last moment.
This is the man that killed Marvin Caribou. Ooh. This for the long-term listeners out here, here's your fucking payoff, bitch.
We don't want this guy on the show. He's just some old sad guy who spent a bunch of time in prison.
That sounds like the perfect person that we want on the show.
No, that's the kind of guy that we follow quietly in the darkness for years. We are all made
of gold. Oh, he's lip syncing.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he is. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, I thought he was just like an old man chewing.
Yeah, lip chewing. Folding the saints we see are all made of gold when you dream.
Damn. Synth vibes. Super podcasters. It's just an old bum filming his feet on the ground.
Imagine your dubstep for the first time in 2024, though. You just get out from beating a man to death?
Oh, yeah.
Protected in custody?
He got to skip COVID.
Yeah, he said he did.
Or he experienced the worst possible version.
How long did he say he did? He did what?
5 years.
5 years, 8 months or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we posted that 2017, so like track.
Yeah, did he like just... Well, no, I guess, yeah, what, this is like 7 years?
He's a picture of reform, though.
Yeah, 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 the system works.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, just dump him on... There he is. There same he is. Guy.
That cigarette looks photoshopped.
No, that's the first time he smoked meth.
Oh, I didn't even notice the cigarette there.
Yeah, it looks like it's photoshopped.
Haters will say it's Photoshop.
I'm about to go Sydney Flurry on these nachos. That means I'm going to beat them up. People hate anything. You beat a guy to death one time.
Hey, you beat a fucking viral hero.
You beat a worthless drug addict bum to death? Suddenly you're the outcast?
Do you think, are we the only people that remember Marvin Caribou? People remember him.
No, Sydney remembers him.
No, he was the original Bupong.
Is he? Yeah, I mean, did people enjoy that clip as much as we did?
No.
No, a lot of people loved it.
We're
forgot about it.
Asking people for memories of the show and Marvin Caribou never comes up.
But I just mean in general as a meme.
No,
it's like people remember Kai the Hatchet Man, right?
Oh, you mean like the world at large?
Yes,
no one remembers him.
No, we're the giver. We're the giver from the book The Giver. We remember all wars so that people don't know. Eventually, I don't know. That's how that book works, I think. Is in this
location. And the government should take legal action and clean up this mess because if they say children are a future.
My name is Marvin Caribou. I like to live on the street, sniffing.
See, this is what I mean.
There's Sydney Flurry right there.
Shooting off, doing drugs, and sniffing.
The greatest joke in the world is on Gerbert. Go to the episode.
Gerbert. Oh, yeah, Gerbert episode's classic. I think that's on YouTube as well.
Yeah, Gerbert.
But yeah, I guess this doesn't really have a lot. I don't know if it's a re-upload, but yeah, it only has like 100,000 views. So it's not like it has like millions of views.
And realistically, and I don't even mean to hate it because we love this, there's not much to it.
Yeah, but this it's isn't so
the
great.
Type, but this isn't the type of thing that goes viral and catches people's eye.
Full circle, here we go. We were talking about the Hawk 2. Is this but like I feel like that is... People are going to like fondly remember that maybe.
Yeah, but the Hawk 2 is a lady doing something that she knows is funny. This is a guy in the middle of a drug haze just speaking. That's why this is the real shit.
Yeah, this is the real shit.
The other girl knew what she was doing. She was being goofy. She was being a silly Billy. Marvin Caribou is the real one. And that's why he was killed by the cops.
Yeah, the cops did kill him.
Winnipeg News, Marvin Caribou.
What if Marvin Caribou had someone kneel on the back of his neck and then we all riot? Wouldn't that be crazy?
I'm shocked that we don't have more stuff in the top.
That's all right. I'm dying in 2 years. Shooting up.
Dude, what if Marvin Caribou predicted his own death?
He almost, well, he was a few years off.
Oh, yeah, we probably brought that up, too.
What's so great about it, though, is just that they sit and wait for him. Like, the fact that no one reacts and he gets to have a nice dramatic pause and they wait for it. That's a man that commands the presence. That's a man that should be on Dropout TV.
Yeah,
it is. If you ask me, that's a yes and if I ever seen one.
It is great that if you type Marvin Caribou and go to images, our part two image is the third picture you see.
Yeah.
And a lot of a guy named Marvin killing a caribou. Okay. Marvin Boo Mills.
Yeah. Fuck Boo.
Boo? What the fuck? Marvin Boopak? Boopak Mills? General Mills? The General Car Insurance?
Marvin the Mighty Moose.
Mighty Mouse.
Moosey Mow.
Moosey Mow. Who's gal?
Favorite part of the show. Oh, wait. Stop indeed. Hold on. I just saw something in my motherfucking inbox.
Oh, shit. New name edit. Marvin.
Part 8 of the name edit just came through, guys. You're going to tell us why you haven't slept for 36 hours?
I can't stop having nightmares.
Oh no, Jeff, glitching out.
I'm becoming the Joker.
Is there another jump scare? Stacks sent us. I think that's a spooky submission.
Okay,
I love it. Frankly,
it's like that. It sounds like that girl's rap song.
It keeps the creativity going. Like I said, I'm incredibly impressed with the people that brought something.
It also had vibes of that guy's short we just watched. Yeah, filming his. Favorite part of the show.
Of Ronnie Radke's back, fellas. Yeah.
Ronnie's back.
He's back.
Who knew his music videos were fucking so kick ass?
Yeah.
Ronnie Radke.
Ronnie Radke, what? The music guy? He's the president?
You know what I forgot to mention is how, what was in Escape the Fate, right?
Yeah.
I miss that whole scene of like, when people had big hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I aged out, like, just in time to not be a part. Like, I remember younger people that aren't that much younger than me, but I was, like, just at the cutoff where that was not a thing in my life at all.
Yeah, right? You missed it.
I was smacked
dab in the
middle.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was you guys for sure.
Yeah, I got
Mike for sure.
I got the origin of it, and Jeff got, like, the continuance of it.
Yeah. And now we're all stuck in Ronnie's world. Ronnie Radke for president.
Yeah, Ronnie Radke for Jim and them. Get him on the show. He'd
fourth
love
Mike,
us.
Ronnie.
Oh, he'd beat the fuck out of Mike.
Yeah, he would. He'd be like, "Weren't you dress up like some my friend at the party, you piece of shit?"
Haters will say it's photoshopped.
Ooh, yeah, that was fun. What else? What did we talk about? I mean, it was good to be back. It was rough having a week off. Thank you for sticking with us, everybody. You know what? I mean, love the submissions for the scary movie, the horror movie book. We might have to give it to that first one, right?
Yeah, I think I'm not saying any of them were bad. I'm impressed by the creativity of all of them. They're way more than I thought we were going to go. But that Trump one was pretty fantastic.
So I think we got to give it to Teterboro.
It was both funny. And it had a legit scare when the wall knocked. When the wall knocked, I genuinely jumped.
So Teterboro, let us know if you want us to sign. Well, I guess are we just going to decide on our own if we're going to sign the book?
Let us know if you want us to fake Paul Tremblay's signature.
Yeah, do you want Paul Tremblay's signature by us on the book? What's this thing they do? I mean, I don't know how wide they do this, but I think I've seen it done with comics where I got a graphic novel that was signed. But it just had like a post-it in it that was signed. Is that a regular thing that they do?
It's because some people don't. Because
obviously they don't have all the stock of the books. I get like probably why they would do it. And it's maybe easier to just sign a bunch of. But it's got to be a little fucking annoying.
There was a writer that doesn't do that in her books, and people asked her why, and she's like, oh, well, I'll do it if people want, because sometimes people don't want stuff written on their stuff,
sure.
especially if they're a collector.
Yeah.
Where, like, technically, signatures can make some stuff better, but some stuff becomes way worse with a signature on it. Now that modern stuff is all about grading, I'm sure you've seen with, like, the Pokemon cards and shit.
Yeah.
It's all about grading, and signatures actually lower the grading.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's everything. That's one of the reasons I know of.
I got an Amazing Fantasy 15, and Jim and them wrote Paul Tremblay all over it.
Well, people were upset. I don't know if it couldn't have been a first edition, but maybe it was. Someone had, like, the first appearance of Daredevil, but they had the actor from the Netflix show sign
that
it.
That sucks. That sucks, like, ass. Yeah. That sucks.
People were, like,
dick.
Even mad that he did sign it.
Sure.
They were like, he should have refused. Yeah.
I had Timothée Chalamet sign my first edition of Dune. Yeah. Now I'm the mind killer. Whatever.
Thank you for... I mean, thank you for the TTSs. Thank you for submitting some spooky... production or stories or what have you. Maybe we should do more giveaways, because I was like, this is kind of easy. Yeah. I just happened to get an extra book and I was gonna return it, but I was like, you know what, I'll give it to somebody.
Gotta give it to him.
I want to give back to you, dear listener.
Yeah.
What else we talk about? We talked about Star Wars is back, Ronnie Radke's back. I almost died.
Yeah.
What else? Dropout TV. Trying to think, what the fuck else we talk about in part one, though?
I don't remember part one at all.
That's how it always works, though. That's how our minds work.
Oh, there was something about the F slur in movies.
That's right. How could I forget the F slur?
Oh, yeah, they said it in Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
They called that cat the F slur.
Oh, hey, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. If you're not a part of it already, go to the free tier.
Yeah.
Check out the shows. See what you're missing out on. There's some great stuff on there. I personally chose the things that are on there, and I chose good things, not to do the whole, like, hey, this is the only good stuff, and not to do the whole, like, we're going to put crap out there and save all the good stuff on the wall. I was just like, no. Here's things that I listened to fully, laughed at a lot, and said, this is good. This is a great way to represent the Patreon. So check that out. If you like it, join the Patreon. It's fantastic. Patreon.com/JimAndThem. What do we got on the Patreon for people that are taking a look recently, Jim?
Yeah, we got a Watch This that's new, talking about some new releases for 2024. We got to dig deep with Kristen and myself, talking Survivor and other reality shows, and not just the fallout of the season, but the online drama that goes along with it. What was our latest commentary? I always forget.
Something awful. Venom?
No, because we just watched Venom, right? What the fuck? What did we watch?
Steven Seagal.
I don't think we've watched anything since Venom, have we?
Was it? Maybe it was Venom.
Venom's the last movie.
I thought we watched a different movie after that, though.
Huh.
No, we watched Underdogs.
Oh.
With Snoop Dogg, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Fucking erased from my brain.
Yes. Underdogs. Yeah, thank you, Yuck. Max, in the chat. But yeah, it's second day of summer, boys.
Woo.
It's fucking Piss Boy Summer in full effect. I don't know if you knew.
Why don't we have a Piss Boy Summer shirt that no one will buy?
I think we do. Oh, no, we have. Or do we have just a JimAndThem Summer?
I don't know.
I think we do have a Piss Boy Summer.
We have
summer.
A White Boy Summer shirt, maybe?
I think we have a Piss Boy Summer. Let me double check.
Control F Piss.
We got Spooky Spaghetti, of course. We got Piss Boy Summer.
Oh, okay, good.
Right? It's selling less than the Frick Vape shirt.
I saw a Frick Vape shirt at Disneyland.
And we have a JimAndThem Summer. We have both.
Ah, okay. I was walking down Main Street and someone was walking past the Penny Arcade and they had a Frick Vape shirt on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hopefully they bought it from us.
I think they did.
Frick Vape. Yeah. So... Get on it, man.
Wow.
Patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, just like shows with you.com.
We got an exclusive Jelly Roll song that you can only hear on Patreon. Oh, I meant to bring this up earlier.
We talked about MSNBC talking about Trump.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
I meant to bring this up earlier. Maybe I'll bring it up next week, too. I'm thinking of getting a like an account set up where we could put our AI songs on Spotify. But then I also want to maybe put up... I'm sure they'll take them down, but I'll maybe put up our rape tracks.
Nice.
And maybe put up a bunch of our phone pranks as well. So I'll see. I'll see. And then
seems like they wouldn't let us put AI music up.
I think that you can. But I'll try it. I'll see if it works.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Make a playlist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We
they better
get a whole...
let us put it up so we can put it on our Japan 2024
yeah,
playlist.
That's what I mean. We'll have a whole album. We'll have a couple albums up there.
Which I guess we won't need a playlist because we don't rent a car while we're there.
Ooh, yeah. We'll just have to bring our Bluetooth speakers on the train. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Showtime.
Somewhere,
start spinning around.
Kristen's going to be waking up with a fucking, you know, in a cold sweat.
Yeah. So, fuck yeah. What else? Oh, showsthatyouknow.com. I mentioned it a few times. Jacob Burrows and I, we discuss television shows. We relaunch Shows What You Know. We discuss just general TV. We do bits. You can just hop in and out. Doesn't even matter. If you have some recommendations for some shows, let us know.
But be careful.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, be careful. Yeah, Jim just might watch one of them. Jeff, what you got going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, you know, I'm going to give people know about this. People like this on there. But if you want to get in before the fan base becomes unbearable, Smiling Friends is very funny.
I've heard it's good.
So funny.
I don't know. I've never seen it before, but because isn't it on like its third season or something?
It's season two right now.
Oh, season two. Okay.
Is that the cartoon where they all look retarded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have a very cool art style that do a very good job. 15-minute episodes, HBO Max. Check it out.
It feels like everyone's buzzing on it lately.
It's great. It's so funny. It's super funny. And the fan base will ruin it soon.
You know, well, that's what I've been hearing, too, is that it's got a Rick and Morty-like fan base.
But it's good.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, Rick and Morty was good
in
the beginning.
I think Rick and Morty's good, too.
It was.
I'll take that rec, Jeff. Thank you for the rec.
It's good. Smiling Friends.
Okay.
Check it out. I also watched The Dirt Bike Kid. I rewatched it. Great.
Movie?
Yeah, it's the kid from the Christmas Story. He has a magic dirt bike, and he's trying to save the hot dog stand from the evil bank.
Oh, wow. That's not at all what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a Psycho Gorman type ironic gore movie.
It's not ironic at all. It's sincere. It sucks ass. It's on Tubi. I loved every minute of it.
Wow. My endorsement this week is a food item.
Whoa.
And that is getting beef curry in a bread bowl.
Ooh.
Because when you get beef curry in a bread bowl, you can eat it and it's delicious. And then afterwards, you cut the bread bowl into pieces. And there's still tons of curry on it, and you just eat the bread.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Sourdough bread bowl.
Where are you getting curry in a bread bowl?
It's got to be at theme parks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you went to Japan at the theme park.
It was delicious, though. It was so delicious that I looked up places in Vegas that serve it, and there are some, so I'm going to go to them.
Spaghetti and a waffle cone.
Because I enjoyed beef curry. It's Indian-style beef curry, not Japanese-style beef curry. In a bread bowl, and it was fucking delicious. I loved it.
With beef curry on a bread bowl, you can have beef curry anytime.
Beef curry in the morning, beef curry in the evening,
beef curry at supper time.
Don't get caught up in the beef curry bread bowl.
Yeah, so it was delicious. So I'm recommending people eat more things in bread bowls in general.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to figure out what to eat first.
Too many carbs, Mike.
Eat some beef curry in there. But eat more things in bread bowls, my friends. Go out there and fucking eat stuff in a bread bowl.
Ooh.
That's my endorsement. Eat stuff out of a bread bowl.
Whew. Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're there.
And we're out.
Word.